Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us here at KMXT 100.1 FM. It's your public radio station here in Kodiak. It is time for another very special episode of Talk of the Rock. There is no expectation that I do anything year to year, but there is sort of an implicit one in the case of Crabfest. Joining me today is Jenna from the Chamber. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm great. So, what is Crabfest?
Crabfest. Well, let's see. We are in our 64th year of Crabfest. It is a community celebration. We celebrate the offerings from the sea that is brought to us to Kodiak. Back in the, I'd say, the early 50s, Kodiak was known as the crab capital of the world. So we started the Crab Festival, and it's kind of evolved and changed over the years. But, you know, it's a yearly tradition where we all get together and celebrate. A lot of annual events happen throughout the weekend, but it's a good time, and we all celebrate and kind of come together. And it's, over the last couple of years, been a really good opportunity for everyone to get together and see each other and get back to normal.
So we're going to get into this, but the event of Crabfest has had, you know, some historic disruptions due to COVID. And finally, to my understanding, it's more or less back in the way that people remember it, correct?
It is. You know, last year we did have some COVID regulations to where it was spread out across the mall as well as into the midway last year. So we had two rows and then that separated section. But this year we're back to four rows of vendors. We have over by the mall, what we call the Crabfest stage. We're still using areas of the spit for different events, but we do have a full lineup of booths and vendors for everybody to enjoy. But it is, for the most part, pretty much back to normal. So it's really exciting. It's been a lot of planning, but I think it's going to be a great event.
So how can people attend? Do you need tickets or...?
It's open and free to the public, so anybody can attend. It starts Thursday, May 26th at noon, and then till 8 p.m. on Thursday. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it is 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. And then Monday, it's 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. But every day, it is free. We have a lot of different events happening on every day. We do have a schedule of events on our website, which is kodiakcrabfest.com. So we have a little bit of everything for everybody. And yeah, it's free and it's great times. We're looking forward to great weather like we're having right now. So please hope for great weather. But again, it wouldn't be Crabfest without some rain and maybe sideways rain. but you know, I think everyone's used to dressing for the elements, layer up with, like, definitely, you know, T-shirt, sweatshirt, bring a parka. And if you forget a sweatshirt, you can always buy your Crabfest merchandise. But, you know, it's always a great time to just get out and have fun, especially enjoying the weather and seeing everybody.
So what's sort of the expectation for the out-of-town crowd? I know that there weren't as much off-island visitors during COVID, naturally, because it was COVID, but I'm wondering if you're expecting to see a lot of people coming in from out-of-town for Crabfest.
We have gotten a lot of phone calls for people interested in coming off-island. We've had a lot of people tell us that they've been planning for the last 2 years for coming. So we're anticipating a good amount of people from off-island to be here for it. I don't know an exact number, but I know we have a lot of people who have called to ask about it, inquire about it, talk about it. A lot basically have asked me, we were planning in 2020 and then things happened so they couldn't come. So I expect quite a few people coming from off island this year. I know we do have a lot of people coming over from Anchorage in general, or I should say mainland, whether it be Palmer or Wasilla, Anchorage, Talkeetna kind of areas in general as our vendors. So, you know, we'll have a bunch of people from there. And then whether it's further away, I think we had some people from Georgia call, some people from Wisconsin. So Kodiak is very well known across the country from people coming to visit. So
the most dedicated fans of crab on earth.
Yeah. So we'll see if we can find out how far people come from. Maybe put up a little sign in the Crabfest headquarters of, like, where are you from? Are you the furthest visitor? And see where we can find the furthest visitor from.
I bet those results would be quite surprising to just about everybody.
Yeah, I think they would be surprising to us as well.
Let's get into the really big question. What's going to be there? Who's going to be there?
So we have quite the lineup this year. We have 58 booths, which is awesome. So I'll start. Let's see. Do we want to start with food or merchants, or where should we start with?
It's close to lunchtime. Let's start people with food.
So we're going to start with food. We have our favorites, the Alaskan Soda Jerks. And then going down our list alphabetically, we have a new person this year called Bitchin' Biscuits, Expedition Barbecue, the Ice Cream Booth, Kettle Corn Express, the Kodiak Baptist Mission, the Kodiak Chapter CPOA, who sells those gigantic turkey legs, Kodiak Doughboys, Kodiak Maritime Museum with their fish tacos, the Kodiak Snow Bruins, Crimson Crab, Lonnie's Filipino Barbecue, Rebby's Filipino Barbecue, the River of Life, St. Mary's Hamburger Booth, Tacos 49, the Salvation Army would be doing donut holes, Tundra Carton, which is cotton candy, and the VFW will be doing their fantastic snow cones. So then we move on to our fantastic merchants. We have Alaska Public Interest Research Group, Amanda Rose Warren, who's a Alaskan artist, Arctic Pups, Dog Ear, Art Glass by Sarah Chatfield, Big Wood Chainsaw Carving, who everybody I think has one of his bears here possibly, Blue Hour Jewelry, D's Sweets and Things, Eli's Dyes, Good Migration Studios, Grand Slam Toys and Games, JD and Mango Bringing Back Retro, a Kodiak Harvest Co-op, Kodiak Spruce Works, Kodiak Tactical, Lightworks Kodiak, Made in Kodiak, Ocean Lamb, Sipping Streams Tea Company, Caroline's, Sweet Caroline's, sorry, she does the, caramels, that's it.
Oh, okay.
All sorts of different caramels, Tasseled Rags, The Frame Shop, Three Sisters Coffee Company, Timber and Tundra Leather Company, and Urban Alley Creations. So a lot of different artists within that group, a lot of different clothing, a lot of different things, a lot of new people, as well as our great old standards of everybody who we love seeing year to year. And we have a lot of informational booths this year as well. We have Alaska Highway Safety Office, American Red Cross of Alaska, Army National Guard, Charlie Pierce for Governor, Credit Union One, Defend Our Constitution, Heath Smith for Senate, Kodiak Lions Club, the Kodiak Waterfront Master Plan, Life Med Alaska, Lisa Murkowski for U.S. Senate, Oceanfront Kodiak, and Providence Kodiak Island Medical Center. And we do have one thing we're calling a ride, which is called the Bungee Bounce. So that will be fun.
What is the Bungee Bounce?
It is basically four large trampolines where you put on a harness around your waist or your trunk area, and you can bounce very high. That's the best way I can describe it. I don't know how to describe it on necessarily the radio real well. But
that sounds exhilarating.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. So that will be that's kind of a lot of fun and entertainment. So, but yeah, so it's a lot of great.
Is there like vendors. A sawdust pile this year? Or?
There is the famous sawdust pile that the Lions Club puts on every year. So that will be on Saturday and Sunday. It will be on the spit as it was last year. Plus all of our, we have the fish toss, which will happen again as well. So if anybody's thinking about doing that, grab and make your team, win some prizes. You want me to kind of jump into some of our
events?
Yeah. Okay. So again, all of this information is on our website. So if anybody has questions or you are looking for a list to download, please do. It will also be available by a QR code on a daily basis at CrabFest, so you can just pull up on your phone and see it as well. One thing to note that is new this year is the Kodiak Daily Mirror is doing a token search where you can win up to $1,000. So be on the lookout for those details as well. Discover Kodiak will have their coloring contest again this year. One thing that's super exciting that's a little bit pre-CrabFest is Double Shovel Cider Company will be having their grand opening and ribbon cutting ceremony at 11:30 on Thursday. So Craft Fest starts at noon, and so we're doing this as a precursor to Craft Fest. So 11:30 down at Double Shovel, we'll be doing their grand opening and ribbon cutting. So that's super exciting. We're really excited about that. And so,
when was the last time the chamber did a ribbon cutting?
It's been a while. It's been.
Was it Diane Millian's food truck or?
It either was Diane Millian's food truck or Sarah Ann Photography. It's one of the two. But it's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been COVID times.
Right.
So it's slowed down quite a bit. So we're super excited. There's a lot going on. So we have that. And then on Friday, the Craft Festival Art Show happens from 12 to 6 with the opening ceremony and reception at 4 o'clock. So that's always a big thing, seeing some great, fantastic art. I believe people still have time to submit their artwork. So definitely check in with the Frame Shop and the Arts Council to get those details. We also have Galley Tables having an event Friday night at 7. So if you're interested in doing galley tables, reach out to them because that is back and in person for the first time since COVID. So we're really excited about that as well. Then there's always the parade. So that's 10 o'clock on Saturday, same route as last year and several years prior.
What is that route?
That is from Mill Bay between Powell and Bartell Streets. So if you're interested in still being in the parade, please contact the chamber ASAP. You can give us a call at 486-5557 and we can help you get signed up. And also if you're interested in having your little ones who are 10 and under be in part of the shrimp parade, sign up with us or just show up at the Noodles parking lot that morning at 9:30. And we will be doing the most spirited, the cutest crab, the most Kodiak, the best theme, which is Let's Get Kraken, and the most creative and the hottest wheels. So each of those categories wins a little prize, and then you march together within the parade. So a lot of fun. All the kids love it. So that's also happening as part of the parade. We have quite the turnout for the parade so far, so we're really looking forward to that. Then, of course, at 1 o'clock on Saturday, we have the Norm Holm Memorial Survival Suit Race, which is always a lot of fun to watch. So that's happening and back to its normal time and place.
Is there a Coast Guard team again this year? Or?
I'm sure there will be. I'm not in charge of that. So if you want to sign up, are on the website. But it's they always have one, I think. And let's see. And then we'll also be having some live music on Saturday. We're going to have LMA Tiller and the Twang play at 2 o'clock in the Craftfest stage mall area. And let's see, I think we talked about the Sawdust Pile, which is actually at 2 o'clock on the Spit. And that fish toss that I mentioned is at 3 o'clock on the Spit. And then starting at 4, Cricket Island is also going to be playing. So have a lot of fun there. And then the long-running arm wrestling championship at Tony's will be starting at 7. So that's happening as well. We have a lot of the same races that have happened for year to year, like the Passaic Shack to Kodiak Bike Race, the Iditarod with the 41-mile bike race into town and then run the 9 miles at Pillar Mountain. So those are still happening as well, I guess, with the 9 mile bike. 9 mile foot race is the Pillar Mountain Classic. So both of those are happening and you can sign up with the City Parks and Rec for that.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So if you're feeling really up to it and really want to start the morning off early, you can do that and then come down and enjoy some great food.
Yeah. You'll be able to eat whatever you want after
exactly.
that one.
And then we have the Crawl the Rock Baby through Kodiak Kindness and have your kids crawl a little race, which is a lot of fun, and they had a great turnout last year, so definitely look into that. The Kiwanis Club does their nail benders boat building project out on the Spit, so if you're interested in building a little boat and painting it, it's always great fun for the kids. And then also Sunday at 3 o'clock we'll be doing the Fisherman's Memorial Service, so that will be at the Fisherman's Harbor Building outside. So that will be at 3 o'clock. honoring everybody. And then come Monday, when we're still running, we'll have the 4-H annual sourdough pancake breakfast. And then we have a band playing live music called Homebrew. So they'll be playing. We'll be doing the Veterans Memorial Service. And we'll be doing Blessing of the Fleet this year at 1 over on the ferry dock, where it's been done many years in the past. I know most recently we did it over by the gazebo, but we're not doing it over there this year. So we'll be doing it over by the ferry terminal where the chamber is. We just ask, carpool over there, take the shuttle, don't park if possible over there, because there are Kennicott will be in, so people will be checking in. And since there's a ferry Monday, it will be somewhat busy over there. So if you can, walk over, do the best you can not to park in that area. I did forget one thing to mention. Where was it? Lots of things happening.
Yeah, it seems like there's almost too much. You really can't do everything.
Kind of. And there's, and outside of the things I've mentioned, there are still a ton happening. One thing that people always love to see and enjoy is the Coast Guard static display in this Coast Guard SAR demo. So they'll have...
What is that?
So they have the static display of their H-65 Dolphin that will be on the end of the spit, where people can come and look inside the helicopter and see what's going on. And then that's from like 9 to 3 or 10 to 3 in the morning on Saturday. And then from, I want to say, 11:30, like right after the parade, they're going to be doing a SAR demo with a 130 flyover and a 60 demo with a boat. So kind of like with the swimmers, and it'll be a lot of fun and kind of cool for everybody to see. It hasn't been done in the last 2 years pre-COVID. So pre-COVID was the last time, so I think 2019. So it's been a couple of years since it's happened, so it'll be a nice return to see that. It's a lot of fun, a lot of interactive pieces for people to see.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there. That sounds super cool.
A lot of events, a lot of fun, a lot of people's hard work going into it. So I know there are some vendors and some groups still looking for volunteers. If you're interested in volunteer with the chamber for any stuff, anything for Craft Fest, you know, please reach out to us. We're still looking for volunteers, but I know that there are still people looking for volunteers for help as well for many groups.
Okay. I have to ask you the big question now. You've already answered it in part on past episodes of Talk of the Rock. What is the situation with rides this year?
So unfortunately, we will not be having rides this year. As I've kind of mentioned previously, with the announcement that the Testamina was pushed until July, it kind of affected a lot of different things for Craft Fest. It affected a lot of our vendors who typically may have been here, or the capacity in which they're going to be here this year. So it changed the way we're able to hold Craft Fest in its full entirety. So unfortunately, we were unable to get rides. We were unable to do our plan B, C, and D because of that. So it's unfortunate this year. We've put a lot of hard work and effort trying to come up with a lot of solutions, but unfortunately, they will not be here this year. And there will be a little bit of effect and change even come Monday with some of our vendors who have to go back on the ferry on Monday. So as much as Craft Fest is back to normal, there is a little disruption due to the ferry on Monday, because like we have vendors who come over who have no other option to come over any other way. So you'll see a little bit of change on Monday where vendors are going to be missing who would normally be here the entire time because they have to go back.
Well, here's hoping that the ferry schedule gets a bit more aligned for years to come.
Yes. So we will also put some information out that, you know, if people would like to reach out to the ferry system to, you know, let them know how important Craft Fest is and what it means to them, by all means, please reach out and help us advocate for that.
In brief, dates, times, and location.
Yeah. So it's little more than a week away, but it is May 26th through May 30th. That is Thursday through Monday. It starts Thursday at noon and goes till 8 p.m. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. And then Monday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And it is downtown on the mall for the stage and over by the Harbor Master Midway Spit area. So we will be there. You will see us. Come, enjoy, bring the family, have some fun, eat some great food, support your local vendors, support your local artists, support By Alaska, By Kodiak. Yeah, we'll all be out there, rain or shine, preferably shine, but we will all be there. If you have any questions, you can call us at the chamber, which is 907-486-5557. If we do not pick up, please leave us a message, as we are running around very busy at the moment. Or you can email us. You can email chamber@kodiakchamber.org. Message us on Facebook, or those are probably the best ways right now to reach us.
I wanted to ask you, you of course had that large list of events that are happening around town. I was just wondering if there were any specials being held by any of the businesses or any other special events that you were aware of.
I am sure, like, in the massive list, I know that there's been a ton of stuff I have not hit. So there are most likely specials at restaurants, businesses throughout town. If you go to that specific business, I would touch base with them and find out. We have, do not by any means have an exhaustive list of specials, all of the events going on around town at all. I do know Big Ray's It's In Our Thing has their annual tent sale that is happening. Not everybody was able to or got us their events to include into our schedule of events. So definitely look at our schedule of events, see what's there. But if you're wondering if there is a local merchant who's not necessarily attending with a booth at Craft Fest, stop in, see what they're doing, how you can support them and participate during Craft Fest off of Craft Fest itself, because it is always an opportunity to support local, and they may or may not have specials, but I do not have the exhaustive be-all and all list of what's happening on that weekend outside of our downtown area.
Sure thing. I want to ask you, I mean, I have no doubt that there is a tremendous amount of work that goes into planning a Crab Fest. So could you give the listening public a peek under the hood, so to speak? When do you start prepping? Like, when are you going to start prepping for next year's Crab Fest?
So we started prepping back. The Crab Fest committee starts meeting in October to kind of come up with the theme, what the theme might be. And figuring out what that looks like, what it should be, so that then we can put out kind of the call to action to artists for the logo and poster competition. So we do that, and from there, we start kind of the very light work of planning. Then it's usually February that all of it actually starts, and then gets heavier in March, and then from here there on out, it's like feet running to the ground. And it gets pretty busy because you're working with vendors, answering vendor questions, getting the layouts, the schematics of what, where, how this is working, figuring out who needs electricity, where they can be placed based on electricity or water. So there's a lot that goes into it. Also following up with people who maybe didn't attend last year, but you want to make sure that they know what's happening for this year. So it's also a lot of follow-up and making sure everyone's aware of all the stuff that's going on. So it's a lot of work, it's a lot of fun, it's a lot of communicating, but it's all part of it.
Right. So how many people are involved in Crab Fest?
Right now in my office it's myself and our community relations director, Trinity. And then we have our Craft Fest committee, which I think we have about 3 active members. So it's not a lot of people. So we're a little understaffed this year, which doesn't mean anything in terms of quality and how that's changing. It just means we're working a lot more.
Right.
But which is why I do thank everybody for being super supportive when we've asked, you know, please purchase your merchandise online and pick it up when it's ready. That has definitely helped us in the office to be able to kind of put our heads down and do planning. But it's definitely been a little bit more challenging this year than, say, years in the past.
When do When do folks start setting up their booths?
So people, if they're arriving on ferry, can start setting up on Monday, and then booths can start setting up on Tuesday. There are some booths that, given their size and their dimensions and where they're placed, have like special load-in times versus the standard booths that might be more of like a pop-up or non-food vendor booths that can start around 2. So it's kind of a little bit staggered this year based on feedback we've received in the years past of let's make it a little bit smoother of a transition for everybody and make it work. But you'll start seeing things kind of go into place probably Tuesday. We'll be painting lines possibly Thursday, Friday, and into the weekend. So if you happen to be parked over by the Harbor Master's office and in that area where Craft Fest is held, please move your car so we do not get spray paint on it.
So like a week from now, it's all going to start coming together.
It starts next Thursday.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're going to start painting lines and spots for everybody. So yeah, it's happening. I'm like, wait, it's already next week. How is that possible? But it is. We're ready. It's definitely, there isn't a thing where I'm like, oh, there's this happening, we forgot about this. It's definitely, things are going, things are planning. It's kind of on track, so it feels good.
Lastly, we are running out of our time here, but I wanted to ask, what is the theme for this year's Crab Fest?
It's Let's Get Kraken'.
How does that translate into the shirts and design and all that?
So our shirt this year, or the logo, I should say, this year is a octopus tentacles, so a little bit of the Kraken, with a crab in the Kodiak Island in the background. The artist is 14-year-old Mia Laska, who is at the middle school. So she designed that and did a fantastic job with it. And so it's a kind of a nice little bit of a Kraken integrated into the little... It worked really well and really nice, and the colors pop really well on the black. And then Jeannie Watkins did the poster, and it has an octopus in it along with the crab and different fish. And it's very colorful and vibrant and beautiful, and a fun twist as well. So both artists took kind of the Kraken in multiple different ways. And so throughout the artist submissions that we had this year, you could tell a lot of different interpretations of what that meant. So it was a lot of fun to see a lot of the artwork, and we got some great submissions. So they both turned out fantastic.
You looking forward to it?
I am.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. This has been another episode of KMXT 100.1 FM's Talk of the Rock. Joining me today was Jenna Lowmaster, Executive Director for the Kodiak Chamber of Commerce. Thanks again for coming in.
Thank you.